It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
That's a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles.
The man was captured on video using a sword to roast meat in a shopping cart.
We don't need to see the snake.
Okay, rock and roll, fight.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, this story came out the other night, but I think it would be crazy for us not to discuss it. There's a lot of creature features within Kiefer Madness. We normally do stories that take place in Florida. A lot of Florida.
Yeah, well, there's
Kentucky.
There's so much wildlife, and then also some interesting characters down there.
But let's just stay here in the great state of Massachusetts. That's right, Jones. You've probably heard about the rodeo bulls that were all over North Attleboro. So let's dive in with this.
Bulls on the loose. Take a look at this video from North Attleboro. Those bulls escaping from a rodeo at the Emerald Square Mall.
Now, police say most of them have been corralled safely. This is the moment they were herded into a nearby backyard. Take a look right there.
What would you do if all of a sudden you looked in your backyard and you saw several bulls?
I'd stay in the house.
Stay in the house. Smart.
No reason to go out there.
Would you just like close the blinds or would you call someone?
Oh.
Like a bull wrangler?
Yeah, bull wrangler.
So you wouldn't try to ride them or tame them?
No, I don't know any matadors.
Tame them?
Matador them. Yeah, no, I guess taming's more horses, Nick. You're right. It's probably more stallions.
Yeah, look at this guy.
So if you're watching on Twitch, you can see some of the videos. Like, easy, big fella. That's the stand. No, that was just charging you.
Is he wearing red?
That guy's wearing red. You got to pop that shirt off, sir.
Yeah, you got to go.
He's wearing a red shirt. You got to lose that shirt. He's charging him.
Maybe he's got a few problem areas he's not real proud of. He didn't want to pull the shirt off.
We're all like that. Yeah. But it doesn't mean you can't mix in like a black shirt or a white shirt. They see red and they go after it. That is one thing you could say about bulls.
You have a red shirt there underneath the pullover.
But if a bull came over me, zipping it right
up. Yeah, close that up.
Yep.
Lock that up. You don't want that.
Leave me alone. Don't go after me. But yeah, there's a big problem here in North Attleboro.
Authorities say one of those bulls is still on the loose. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Sean Chiavot.
And I'm Jennifer Pignatti. Or Emily Maha.
I don't know who any of these people are. This is Channel 5.
You know what? I'm not the biggest local news.
There's some turnover, I think.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
I think there's turnover. Normally, there's like the same five people. Like growing up, remember, it's like the same people. But now it's
Sean Chiavot.
And I'm Jennifer Pignatti. Or Emily.
Anybody have any clue who these people are?
I got to watch more Channel 5, I guess.
That's on us.
That's on me. Yeah,
they're probably saying the same thing about Jones and Keefe. Like, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know this show.
Another lineup change?
Maybe it's the same thing with them.
John Chiavot.
And I'm Jennifer Pignatti. Or Emily Ma.
I'll take your word for it.
is live. While that search is still underway, Emily, what a wild scene it was.
So they're safe inside the studio. Now they're sending this lady out there. They're like, you got to go out there where there might be bulls running around.
No
at any
red.
Point.
No red.
No.
Just go out there. You're in the field. Yep. What am I doing again? Well, there's bulls just running wild.
Report on the missing bulls that are flying around the town.
The what now?
Just do the story. You're out there. You're on the field.
You're good. Just go out there with the camera guy.
Just be happy it's not a snowstorm. Yeah. Get out there.
The camera guy, you know, not to paint with a broad brush, but he's probably a larger man. All you can do is outrun him, and you're good.
Yeah.
Sean, Jen, absolutely crazy out here. We were watching as ranch hands, police volunteers.
Ranch hands? Yeah, that's who you call, Jones.
Where do you got to go to?
Call 1-800-RANCH-HANDS.
No, but like, you got to go. But you got to go out of state. There's not ranch hands in Massachusetts.
Oh, I bet there is.
No, there's not.
There's some farms in Massachusetts.
Even in Western, there's no ranch hands.
There's ranch hands. You can't have a farm without ranch hands. I bet there's a couple ranch hands you could call. They clearly got them. You think they went over state lines?
Yeah, great episode of Seinfeld, ranch hands.
I had the fried ranch.
I think you had to owe me, too.
Not great.
Deep fried ranch. Yeah, no, you had to at least go to your New Hampshire, your Vermont, your Maine.
Maine. Yeah, no doubt.
It feels like there's a lot of ranch hands
out
in
here.
Maine.
We were watching as ranch hands, police volunteers all worked together to...
Volunteers? I can see the ranch hands and the police getting involved. Imagine being like, I'll help you with the bulls.
Yeah, the guy in the red sweatshirt was
that guy was a volunteer.
He was.
Yeah, I got this.
He's no longer with us. So this is dedicated to his memory.
Corral some of those bulls in this backyard here behind me. The homeowner here telling me he could not believe his eyes when he saw those bulls come running down his street. Take a look at this video. These are the moments those bulls were corralled in this Attleboro backyard about a 10-minute drive from where they escaped.
So they were on the move. 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
And they were just hauling ass all in North Attleboro.
Well, the first, so the eight initially escaped. You saw the initial video.
Yes.
They just like broke out.
Yeah,
which,
busted out.
There's rodeos at the Emerald Square Mall. I feel like we're burying the lead here.
That's a good point. And not to get preachy. Yeah. I try not to be preachy.
Okay.
I can't stand rodeos. I can't stand.
I've never been to one.
You don't need to. You've seen them on TV.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you guys into torturing animals? Like, we're going to do that. We're going to get them out here. They used to kill them. Now they just, like, try to anger them, and then they have the clowns running around.
Are you confusing a bullfight with a rodeo?
It's all the same crap, Jones. You think these guys want to be in there?
You think
the bulls want to be in there?
They kill them in rodeos? I think they kill them in bullfights.
They used to kill them in bullfights. I think they mess them up in this.
Well, yeah, I don't think the bull likes
it. They're like provoking them.
Yeah.
And then they're like go crazy, and then they run away from them. They're like, I don't think they're treated well is what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it's the
hence
favorite thing.
Hence them breaking out of there taking off to the city of North Attleboro.
Emerald Square Mall has rodeos. I was unaware of that.
Then they stab them in the heart. You never seen these things?
I was at a bullfight. Yeah. I went to a bullfight.
You went to a bullfight?
Yeah, when I was in high school.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I got him!
Did they kill the bull?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Did the bull kill? Did they? Was this sanctioned?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I went to a bull when I went.
You ended up kind of feeling bad for the horse.
Went to Spain.
You get there.
It was a trip. We went to a bullfight. I mean, did
that's
a bull
awful,
die?
Dude.
Maybe a bull died.
I bet the bull died.
A bull might have died.
Yeah, but they tortured him first.
Yeah.
Then they killed him.
Yeah, had him bleed out a little bit first.
Make a real show out of
they
it.
Got him.
I can't stand that stuff. It's not for me.
You're being a real ugly American about this,
Keith.
I know,
Keith. I am.
That's what
I
you
am.
Are.
I get it.
And in this video, cell phone showing the rodeo outside the Emerald Square Mall where officials say eight.
Shell phone showing is what she said. Listen, we've all been there.
Yeah. Cell phone showing the rodeo outside the Emerald Square
Mall. Looking over her shoulder for the bull.
Shell phone, they're like, we don't know where this bull is, so just do the report quickly. They were spotted here recently.
I'm sorry, shell phone.
Where officials say eight bulls got loose. You can see them running through tables and chairs before hopping.
The table match. The tables, ladders, and chairs match. It was a TLC. It's a hardcore match.
The Spanish broadcasting team.
Yeah, the bulls. Running of the bulls. Did you ever do the running of the bulls in Pamplona? Did you
would
run
I?
There? Yeah.
No,
you
I
run
haven't.
The streets with the bulls?
Would I? Sure. I think I get out.
I wouldn't.
I think I could outrun those bulls.
Nah, you couldn't.
I could outrun somebody else who's trying to outrun the bulls. I wouldn't.
You think the bulls feel bad for the humans that they hit?
A little bit.
You think so?
Yeah, they're a little bit like, this guy sucks.
Ralph, we got another
one. This guy
one.
Stinks.
Ralph.
Really gored him good there. Really gored him.
Hey, Bob, can you take it easy on that guy?
Benson taking off. Over the next few hours, the bulls ran through town, eventually turning on Prescott Street and running right up to Chris Mooney's home.
She shook. And I don't blame her, like, but she's clearly
there's
shook.
A bull on the loose.
There's a bull out here.
As soon as I stepped out, when I looked over there, and I was like, those aren't horses. Those are literally bulls.
Those aren't horses.
Those are literally bulls.
Like, give me that guy again.
I love how he's like, what if they were horses? You were like, oh, just a bunch of horses in the backyard. Like, that's normal. Like, ah, guys, those are just horses.
There's some horses out
As soon there. As I stepped out, when I looked over there, and I was like, those aren't horses. Those are literally bulls.
Man, that's a man who knows. It's a man those who are, knows his farm life.
Those are literally bulls.
And oh my God.
And oh my God. And oh my God.
He added oh my God.
So I got all my dogs from outside.
Good move.
How many dogs do you have?
Well, good question, Keith.
Hold
all
on
my
a
dogs.
Second. So I obviously have 75 dogs here on the property, and I made sure they were away and safe inside the house.
Yeah.
So I got all my dogs from outside. Brought them inside real quick.
101 Dalmatians.
I have three dogs illegally. Don't tell anybody. I have tons of puppies out here selling them.
The kids are inside.
Are you guys here for the puppy mill? I'm sorry. Is this an inside?
You guys here for the bulls? Obviously, the bulls.
You guys here for the dog fights?
Yeah. The dog fights. Yeah, exactly.
Finally, we've been looking to televise this for years and years. Channel 5 finally looking to air our dog fights.
Had to get all the pit bulls inside, the winners and the losers. Had to get them all inside. Oh, you can see if you're watching on Twitch now, there's a photo of me as a ranch hand.
That's Cowboy Keith.
That's Cowboy Keith.
Not to be confused with
so
Cash
All my dogs
Keith.
From outside. Yeah. I'm inside real quick.
All my dogs.
All my dogs. I think I was. Might have been a DMX song.
That could have been.
It might have been.
The kids are inside, safety first. And that was it. Everybody else just started coming as much people as you can.
What? I like how you, physical Dust proof, there's just dogs.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Dogs barking like crazy. It's like, we're definitely not here. We're here for the bulls.
Ranch hands carried out metal fences to corral the bulls. You could hear clapping and cheering as nearly all of the escaped bulls were safely taken into a trailer. Now, the North Attleboro Fire Department says 7 of the 8 bulls have been corralled safely. We saw them taken off in that trailer. That 8th bull remains on the loose tonight. I have reached out to organizers of that rodeo that was held at the Emerald Square Mall to find out how this happened, but haven't heard back from them tonight.
All right.
Now, there's an update to the story. B.J. Armstrong! There's an update to the story. The 8th bull has been recovered. They got the bull.
Oh, they found him.
Recovered, yeah.
Yeah.
From Central Arkansas, Scotty Pippen!
They were like an 8-man rotation.
They were good, yeah.
They didn't go much deeper than 8.
Luke Longley!
From down under.
Tony Kukoc.
Oh, Tony Kukoc was good. Phil Jackson gave him the last shot. Scottie Pippen had a sad about
Pippen,
it. Wouldn't go in the game.
Did not like that. That's true. No,
those aren't horses. Those are literally bulls. And oh my God.
And it's Ron Harper.
Literally bulls.
Horace Grant.
Man, Ho Grant.
That was a good team.
Nice player.
They had two three-peats.
Yep.
2 3-peats.
I went to the Dickie Simpkins basketball camp.
Did you really?
Yes.
He's got a few rings.
He showed them off, too.
It wasn't much else for him to talk about
at that basketball camp.
Guys, I played with Jordan, so I know what it takes. You didn't really play much Dickie Simpkins.
I watched all those playoff games. I did not. Dickie Simpkins, I did not
you
see you out there much.
Will Perdue played more than you. Let's calm down a little bit, Dickie Simpkins.
Yeah, you were no Bill Cartwright. You were
no Randy Brown.
Randy
Brown would come off the bench a little
Don't
bit.
Even think about being Ho Grant.
No, that's not you.
No.
Who is Bill Wennington?
Was that who I was thinking of? Bill Wennington.
Bill Wennington.
I was thinking of, not Bill Cartwright. I'm sorry.
Bill Wennington.
Bill Cartwright,
no, Cartwright I think,
bowl.
Was on the team, though. Yeah. One of those teams.
But it might have been.
Robert Parrish was on one of those teams.
Oh, yeah. Lake Ring Chasing.
Chief, yeah, baby.
The original ring chaser.
Well, that played a long time.
There you go. It's Kiefer Madness.
There you go. Bulls.
A local Kiefer Madness.
That was local flavor today. Appreciate that.
What a time. Ranch hands. Where?
Ranch hands.
We got any
calling
ranch
all
hands?
Ranch hands.
No, we got any ranch hands out there? I want to hear from you.
617. Any ranch hands in the chat?
779-7937. What do you do most if you're a ranch hand?
Yeah.
What are you doing most of the time?
It's gonna be hay work.
I mean, you know, you get a Emerald Square Rodeo,
right?
Maybe they'll call you in. But what are you typically up to?
I think you're probably breaking in horses.
Those aren't horses. Those are literally bulls. And oh my God,
you're breaking horses. Yeah, that's true. Literally hay work. Bulls. Hay work, as you said.
Those are literally bulls. Craig Hodges.
A lot of manure pickup. Just endless manure pickup is what that is.
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. So that's Kiefer Madness each and every day. I'm sorry, each and every week at this time, Tuesday at 12:45. Sure.